something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire.
And tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Jeff messaged us. He's in Puss's hometown, right?
Huh?
Yeah. He's in Villisca.
Yeah.
Wants to know where to go for the Puss Farm Tour.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Down to Puss's farm, say hello to his mom. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Take me down to Puss's farm.
Are there tours, or is it just a working farm?
It's just working farm.
I assumed, you know, there'd be signs all over. I told him it was the wall drug of southwest Iowa.
Right?
Billboards all over. Puss's farm, 2 miles away.
Puss's farm.
You can hit up the murder house and the farm.
Yeah, the murder house is a better tour.
Yeah, no, I'd rather go see your mom than the murder house.
Well, go in the daytime. Don't go there at night.
Yeah, right.
You make a weekend out of it. You go see his mom, the farm, and the murder house.
And the murder house.
More like a half day.
It was on this date in 1963. George Wallace sworn in as governor of Alabama with a pledge in his inaugural address of segregation now, segregation tomorrow, and segregation forever.
Sad part about that speech was, first of all, he changed his mind later on and realized he was wrong in the late 60s.
That was not the sad part about this.
No, that's not the sad part. That's a bad segue there. I'm sorry.
Doesn't anybody stick to their morals anymore?
The problem is somebody actually could say that from a pulpit today somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
From a stage somewhere, and he'd get 40%, 45%. Really, somebody could actually just say those words, and you'd get 45%. And the black guys that are picked out of the crowd that paid $10 stand behind somebody, they go, "What? Did I hear that right?"
Yeah, me.
I'm just here for the $40 to add some color to this crowd.
Yeah. You know, it creates more manufacturing jobs if you have to make an extra water fountain.
There you go. That is crazy. And when he does that, if you know this, because we've all seen these stories. I mean, right off camera, you don't see him as a young Joe Namath.
Oh, yeah.
Who was born and raised in Pennsylvania and played with black kids at his high school and couldn't understand what was happening when he signed with Alabama, went down there and said, "Dad, this is weird." You mean black guys aren't allowed on the team?
What have I done?
We're going to have to wait till we get steamrolled by USC.
Exactly.
In 1970, whatever. And then we'll bring in some black athletes.
Jeez.
Joe Namath didn't have any black dudes on the team with him?
No.
No, not in Alabama.
That's crazy.
He played with black
Alabama
kids
didn't start recruiting black athletes until
they got their ass kicked by USC.
Yeah, that was like 72, 73.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Was that the OJ days?
OJ might have been with the Bills by then.
Yeah.
A famous Mustang Bullet GT.
Yeah, he won the Heisman in 68. What happened to OJ? Look him up. Yeah. The Bullet, it's a great movie, by the way. It's an old classic, but check out Steve McQueen and Bullet sometimes. One of the best car scenes ever. Back when they actually had to do it, I mean, didn't have any technology you could do it the way they do it nowadays. But
Bullet with an I.
Right.
And two T's. Mustang Bullet GT, been sold to a mystery buyer for millions. Sean Kernan put the 1968 vehicle that was driven by Steve McQueen in the movie Bullet on the auction block. This weekend, it sat in their family's garage for 40 years. And then after that, a couple of years touring the world, they decided to sell it, and it went for $3.4 million.
So the bar the other night, they had that Barrett Jackson's happening now. There's a couple.
It happens a lot.
This one, this was car auction that took place in Kissimmee, Florida, and similar, real big one. It was on TV. And it was on the TV at the bar I was at. We're watching this. And it did a bunch of cool cars. And somebody brought a guitar, a Geddy Lee guitar. And they advertising it, and they were bidding on it. I couldn't tell because the sound was down. And it was selling for like almost $250,000. So I'm thinking, what's this? And then you see somebody winning it, and they're walking up on stage to get it. It's Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick.
Whoa.
And thinking, well, he's got $250,000 he can spend on the guitar.
I think
it was crazy, man.
The Barrett Jackson Scottsdale one.
That's coming up.
It's going on now.
Yeah, it's coming now. Yeah, yeah. They're fun to watch.
But they do them all over the country, yeah. Don't they?
Well, yeah, that's the most famous, but this one in Kissimmee, Florida was huge.
Oh, yeah. 1959 Gibson Les Paul, formerly owned by Geddy Lee, right. $215,000.
Yeah, and the guy wow. and the guy that won it was walked up, there was Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick. So somebody's bidding against that guy. I don't have Rick Nielsen money, damn it.
Yeah, but some of those people do.
A lot of those people do. $100.
So the bullet must
pass you right away.
Right. Went for
Can
twice
I just look
as much
at it?
As the Beamer that Tupac was killed in.
That Bullet Mustang is a famous vehicle.
Yeah.
Very much. The dusty cheese byproduct of eating Cheetos. The only reason I bring this up, this is a horrible advertising ploy on Cheetos' part, but I bring it up because I miss Cheetos.
I was reminded.
Oh, you can't eat them because your throat, right?
That, and I can't taste them.
Oh, have you tried noodles? Yeah.
There was a family.
Why eat complete crap that's bad for you if you can't taste it?
Exactly.
A Family Guy cutaway where Chester the Cheetah does a rap about Neil Peart.
Oh, he does it really?
Yeah, about the greatest drummer of all time. And then he does a couple of lines of Cheeto dust and crashes into the table. See if you can find that, Puss. It's on YouTube.
Since I miss Cheetos, I'm doing this story.
All right.
The dusty cheese byproduct of eating Cheetos.
Don't snort that.
Cheetos fingers now has an official term called Cheetle. C-H-E-E-T-L-E. Cheetle is defined as that orange and red dust symbolic of Cheetos fandom, according to a press release from Frito-Lay.
A great porn name for a dude, Dusty Cheese.
Not Dusty Cheetle.
You got to scrub to get that off, too.
I don't like it.
It stains you.
I realize Cheetos are good. I just don't eat them, but they're good.
And so now Cheetos is going to be putting this Cheetle on ready-to-eat popcorn.
Oh.
That sounds good.
Oh, excellent idea.
Yeah. You can't try those either, right?
Flamin' Hot? Can we get it in Flamin' Hot?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to snort.
Both cheddar and Flamin' Hot flavors.
I found the clip that you were talking about, Todd, and it's unedited.
Oh, okay.
Chester drops an F-bomb in the
middle. Does he really?
Yeah, okay, sure.
Right. The unedited version? Okay.
Yeah, post that up.
I'll post it. Is your taste coming back at all?
Maybe a very little.
Taste whatsoever.
Very little.
Okay. What flavor can you taste the most? Like chocolate?
Butter.
Oh, butter. Okay.
And it's overwhelming.
Okay.
Is it
weird?
Right?
Yeah, weirdly overwhelming. Butter, of course, one of my favorite things, but it's not the best butter taste, and it's overwhelming.
Got it. You ever put butter in a Pop-Tart?
Yeah, it is.
So freaking good.
So are your taste buds going to come back with a vengeance, or just because you haven't
with
had them
vengeance.
For a while?
Not with a vengeance, and I'm told that probably they will come back. However, one of our regular emailers has sent in some encouraging news and said that he went through this and he hasn't gotten his full taste bud range back since last Memorial Day.
But he did get it back.
Damn. No.
Oh, he hasn't yet.
He's not still yet. Working on it from last Memorial Day. Not Labor Day, Memorial Day, almost a year.
Will you take advantage? That sucks. We all like to, because that eating and suck. Flavors are obviously what people live for. But
oh, yeah, especially when you can smell them.
Will you take advantage of that? And just eat stuff that's good for you, just to fill up?
Well, you'd like to learn that.
I would think. I mean, if there's got to be some sort of silver lining to this for the months you have to put up with it.
Right now, I'm
instead
dealing
of eating
with
a big four-piece of pizza, eat, you know, some broccoli and just fill up and move on with your life, because you can't taste it anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
I can taste bad things.
Got it.
Well, that sucks.
Well, there's still the texture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, and you know, the throat is raw, and so and things will hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not really going to fill up on broccoli or vegetables or
whatever
he hates.
Well, you're thinking, though, I mean, we always, we could taste things, so you want to eat stuff that's good for you. And to taste good, also, if you just have to fill up and that's it, eat the best thing possible for you, the mostly zero calories, and fill yourself up.
Yeah, after the pain goes away, you figure that out.
Yeah,
but I think you just need calories at this point.
Well,
at this point, I do, because I'm eating so little.
Yeah.
So you can beef up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like yesterday.
What'd you have yesterday?
Last night, I had, you're going to love this and be jealous, and I couldn't taste it, so I'm jealous too.
Mm-hmm.
I had Frosted Flakes.
Oh, yeah.
In chocolate milk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
That was it.
So I left it there for a while, so it was mushy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then ate that.
And you, you barely could taste that?
Yeah, nothing.
That sounds crazy.
Just almost no sugar. Yeah, I can't taste sugar, really.
Yeah.
It just wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Does the sugar hurt like it used to?
Less so. You know, I was taking some stuff to
make. What if we give you some sugar? Will that hurt?
Yes. Right. That always has.
Give me those sugars.
I tell you not to make it hurt so much.
Because there's
also you don't mean that.
Yeah.
You don't mean that,
there's sugar in the chocolate milk, too.
Yes, there is. There is.
Yeah. But I like putting chocolate milk on cereal.
Have you done the smoothie stuff yet?
No. Citrus really hurts.
No, but the smoothies without citrus. The milks, the almond milk-based smoothies are really good.
Well, they can still have orange in them. They can have lemon in them.
Do vanilla.
Right. Well,
with chocolate.
Then it's a smoothie of what?
Or berries.
That, you were talking about, is almost a milkshake.
Yeah, but you're looking for calories. That's what a smoothie does, then. You know.
Well, then call it a milkshake. If it's got fruit and stuff in it with citrus or any other things with sugar, that'll hurt.
So
that would be a smoothie, and that hurts.
If you threw in some yogurt and some berries?
I might be able to do that, but berries hurt.
They do.
Yeah.
But a banana?
Are nasty.
That's not a banana.
Yogurt's good.
Noodles,
plain
too.
Yogurt?
Yes.
Noodles are good.
See, there you go. Yeah. Anything that you put in, it hurts.
Yeah.
So we're talking plain yogurt. We're talking the stuff that tastes like sour cream.
Yeah, I don't like, I'd rather just a little
bit. Yeah, but you can't taste it. I'd go
for
that.
Yeah, what about sour cream?
Yeah, there's a vague notion, though.
Yeah, because you get the plain Greek yogurt. That's got some protein.
How about a banana and then some yogurt?
It's got some fat.
Bananas are nasty no matter what. And that's not a banana.
And it ain't yogurt either.
That's not yogurt, right?
No.
I'm not too sure about the yogurt.
This is sticky yogurt.
Yes, it is.
So Jeopardy producers say that a clue that got the show in trouble in world politics.
Oh, we did it yesterday.
The Palestine-Israel question.
It's about Jesus. It's a book.
Was
Relax.
The answer Bethlehem, right? Jerusalem?
Yeah.
The question was, is it in Palestine or Israel?
Yeah.
And
what is fake?
And the answer is both. What is both?
No, it's Israeli occupied land.
But it's Palestine.
Well, there is no Palestine.
I know.
Yeah. But I think the context of the question was referring to the birth of Jesus in Palestine didn't exist then.
So suck it, really, Jesus.
No, I don't understand the controversy.
Well, you don't remember the question either.
Apparently not.
It was yesterday.
Yeah.
Right. They asked where the Church of the Nativity is located.
Okay, so it's still there. Still standing.
What is taint?
Yeah. One contestant said Palestine was ruled wrong. Another one said Israel, which marked correct. The church is in Bethlehem, a city in Israeli-occupied land, considered by much of the world to be part of Palestine, which the U.S. does not recognize as a state. So it's, you know, there's a lot of variables there. Now then.
Did this affect the outcome of the game?
I was wondering that, too.
I don't know.
But they're not concerned about that.
But producers said that they realized ahead of time that this clue would be contentious, so they pulled it. They filmed another one about a church in Mexico. However, somehow, through some sort of production error, the original clue accidentally made it on the air.
Oh. Somebody's fired.
Yeah, they didn't want to put it on the air. When they originally did it, they realized, oh, that's going to cause problems.
Yeah,
that. Right. We're going to put another question in there.
We apologize to the Jews. They came back and said that.
All
right?
That.
Yeah, right. But it started a jihad in the studio.
Exactly.
But they didn't want it in there in the first place.
There's a fatwa against Trebek now. He says, I don't care.
That's just what he needs on his way out.
Exactly.
No, it's a crusade. This would be a Christian thing.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Palestinians, where they're all mad on that whole area, right?
The Supreme Court is refusing to hear a challenge to a law that bans women from topless sunbathing in public. Three women challenged a New Hampshire law that prohibits nipple exposure.
Love
by saying it violates the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause because it applies to women and not men.
It is a stupid rule.
The Attorney General of New Hampshire, Gordon McDonald, says that the women are seeking a decision that would require every beach in the nation to allow topless sunbathing. The three women were active in the Free the Nipple movement and were convicted in 2016. The Supreme Court is refusing to hear a challenge to that law. They may not sunbathe topless in public.
Anywhere or just public beach? I mean, the beach.
Well, they were challenging specifically this New Hampshire law.
Right.
But
can they make my nipples smaller?
But they figure that it was going to be used countrywide.
Yeah.
Right.
And so the Supreme Court said, no, 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 we're just going to let that ban go. Y'all can't do that. Let that go.
But you can sunbathe on the beaches of western Kansas and eastern Colorado because of that Fort Collins rule.
Mm-hmm. Is this, well, would they be topless in New York?
They still can, yeah. I believe. Yeah.
Does this affect Naked LD's balls? Can he still put those out in public?
I believe that they can.
Should he is the better question.
But he only does that in the designated nudist areas.
Where he's allowed to let his balls roam free.
Right.
Right.
Like the dog park. You just got to go inside the fence. You can take him off the leash.
Can treat people to the vision of his nuts. I'm happy with these rulings. Nobody else at the park is, but yeah.
Let this dog go.
I believe he's the cover of Old Man Ass Quarterly.
Again?
Coming up again.
He's like Oprah Magazine. That's how you sell it.
Yeah.
That's why Oprah's on every magazine, I heard, because it sells more, it sells more off the cover.
Old Magazine.
Yeah. So your Old Man Ass, yeah, if it doesn't feature LD's naked ass.
I wouldn't buy it.
No.
It's got to be his ass.
It's got to be his ass.
Well, then it's a knockoff. Yeah. It doesn't have
it's not the real thing.
His ass up on the cover. It's not the real thing.
When are they going to start Old Man Balls Weekly? That should be a weekly.
It should.
And that'll be
Why
LD.
Do you ask?
Should be that'll be LD, too.
It'll be a double issue.
Right.
Well, it could be just a supplement.
Right.
To Old Man Ass Quarterly. It's a quarterly now.
It is a quarterly, right.
There's no demand for a monthly or a weekly.
There's not much demand for the quarterly either.
No.
But they're struggling trying to, yeah. They might just go online.
That would be tough if you had to cut back on your subscriptions. Which one do you let go?
Yeah.
Old Man Ass Monthly. Or no,
the Old Man
quarterly,
Ass, Old Man Balls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be a tough choice. That stuck to me, too.
Well, a sensible answer is to merge the two.
Yeah.
It is sensible. That way the same model can show you both. Like, LD could turn around that photo. The famous noted, yeah, he just turned around this time. You picturing that, Craig?
No.
All right. You might throw up your yogurt.
If I had any. At Wired.com, they did an article on French photographer Cyril Abad's series, In God We Trust. They say that while some two-thirds of Americans describe themselves as Christians, one in six Americans consider themselves non-denominational. It is these unaffiliated that some are hoping will come back to the church, even if it is in what is referred to as an alternative setting. It is these alternative churches and Christian recreational sites that are the focus of this series.
Millennials are abandoning the church in droves. I read more articles now all the time.
Abad says, if you're a surfer,
they're abandoning
church.
Religion because they see the
phone. How many people identify as Christians and abide by none of the teachings of Jesus?
A lot of them.
Abad says, if you're a surfer, there's a church for Christian
Jesus.
Surfers. If you're a biker, there's a church for bikers. And more interested in these small churches designed to appeal to specific tribes.
It's
he spent almost
Jesus.
A year researching
Jesus
churches
likes to surf.
And Christian-themed attractions.
Well, like a surfer.
That's what they're trying to do to bring in more people.
It ain't working.
He spent almost a year researching churches and Christian-themed attractions all over America, then settled on the seven used in the series. They say that the most difficult to get permission to photograph was the Virginia Nudist Church.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's called the Temple of the Len Dog.
And to make the parishioners more comfortable, he had to take off his own clothes while taking the photographs. There's the Holy Land Experience in Orlando, a biblical amusement park featuring a recreation of ancient Jerusalem and daily reenactments of the crucifixion.
That'd be a horrible job.
Right. They're trying to make Christianity more fun.
Yeah.
To get more people back to the church.
Imagine getting crucified every day.
And so you can find out more about these in the French photographer Cyril Abad series, In God We Trust. and even more about that there.
My oldest son is working the drive-thru at a fast food place. He said a lady came through and she's like, I think I know you from church. She's like, no.
No, you don't.
I don't think you do.
You're not my church.
No. Temple of the Lynn Dog. LD's getting hammered this last half hour, isn't he?
Well, the newest stuff comes up. We're always going to go there.
Yeah. I don't mind stealing bread. Pete Lee later this week, Thursday and Friday.
Hey, just confirmed. Tomorrow, Tim Robbins and his son, Jack Henry, pimping the new movie that Jack directed and Tim is in.
Cool. That's A-lister stuff.
That is.
That's cool. I love Tim Robbins. He's the best, man. He really is.
And also, Colleen just sent me a note. Tonight at the Funny Bone, from America's Got Talent, Ryan Niemiller. We were trying to get a hold of him. He was traveling, so really funny dude. I saw him last season.
What afflictions he had?
He was born with a deformed arm.
That's right. It was one of those guys.
And
that guy
killed it on that show.
Stuttered, yeah.
And yeah, and he calls himself the cripple threat. So
all right.
He's in on the joke.
Tan Line Tuesday all day. Podcast is TNTRadioEmpire.com. Thanks for listening. Have a good one.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.